Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA Officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA Chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Livestock futures continue to impress here with live cattle. October expiring today up 92 at 120.50. They went as high as 121 today. Just over the last couple of days going into expiration, it has had a pretty volatile ride. It went from 2 days ago around 115 to today closing at 120.50. So quite a rally there. And we haven't been this high since the middle of summer. As a matter of fact, the first part of June there for the October live cattle. And feeder cattle rallied pretty well, pretty good as well. We had November feeders up $1.10 at 159.42. They went as high as 160.05. January is up $2.22, closing at 159.57. They went as high as 160.30. The daily chart shows that we made new highs, and for some of these contracts, it's the life of the contract highs. Quite a bullish move there. Box beef at midday was strong. Choice was $2.85 higher at 206.16. Select 37 cents higher at 194.01. The choice select spread is widened back out to $12.15. The feeder cattle index is 154.93, down 19 as of yesterday. And then the sell barns around the country have been strong here. Yesterday they were called 2-9 higher at Oklahoma City.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were lower again today. We had corn down 3, December corn 3.45¾. Beans were steady to a penny higher. November settled at 9.73¾, up 1 cent. And then the wheat futures 5 to 7 cents lower, with Chicago about 7 lower in Kansas City, the 5 to 6.5. July of 18 is at 4.66¼. That was down 6 even, and that is new contract lows for the July contract. So go back to the summer, we went around $6.20 all the way to the current price of $4.66, $1.40 or so off the highs there for wheat. And it doesn't really look like much is being planted for grain next year. There will be some planted for graze out, but it's kind of amazing that the price keeps getting weaker given the fact that there's not a whole lot of grain being planted. There was a export sale of wheat today. Didn't really help, but 100,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat were sold to Iraq. And then yesterday we had the crop progress report showing that bean harvest is 83% complete, normally 84. Cotton harvest 46% complete, which is right in line with 45% normal. Winter wheat's coming along here, 84% planted. We're normally 87% planted this time.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.